Even when I'm afraid, even when I'm afraid, I will trust you. That's daring faith. Even when I'm afraid, I will trust you. That's daring faith. Now listen, some of you think you've been waiting on God, and God is waiting on you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we come to the last couple of days of this series called Daring Faith, the Key to Miracles, you're going to learn how to have a bold, unshakable faith that gives you the courage to impact the world around you. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get an amazing audio collection that will help you live an extraordinary life of faith. It's called the Daring Faith Complete Audio Series by Pastor Rick Warren. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Daring to Wait on God.
Some of you are out of work right now, and you're looking for a job, and you're waiting for a job, and maybe you're waiting on God to get a job. And you've been praying, God, I need a really good job. Okay, question. If you had a job, how would you act? Start acting in that way right now. First place, if you had a job, would you lay around all day in your pajamas and not take a shower? No. If you actually had a job, you would set an alarm and you would get up and you'd get ready and you'd put on work clothes and then that's what you need to be doing right now. You need to start acting like you've got the job. You don't wait till you get the job to act like you got the job. There's no faith in that. You act in advance. You believe a thing is so, even though it isn't so, that it becomes so. And you do it now. And you set the alarm and you get the clothes and whatever you need to do. Well, I want you to write this down. Waiting is not passivity. Waiting is not passivity. You do all you can to get ready. There is a difference between passively waiting in fear and apathy and expectantly waiting in faith, where you take action. You get prepared and you act as though you already have it. God does this. Do you know that God goes to Abraham 25 years before he has a son and changes his name? He says, your name's Abram, and I'm going to change it to Abraham. And Abraham says, what's that mean? Abraham means father of many nations. So for 25 years, Abram changes his name, and he's called Abraham. How do you like this? He walks into a bar. What's your name? Father of many nations. Oh, great. How many kids you got? None. How old are you? 100. Interesting. How'd you like to live with that? Look at this verse on the screen. The Bible says in Romans 4:17, God calls things that are not as though they were. And that's called faith. Everything God created, he spoke into existence. He calls things that are not as though they were. And he says, Abraham, you're the father of a great nation. He hadn't had any kids yet. He's speaking it into existence. He says to Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. That was the last thing Gideon was. He was a weakling and a coward. He says to Peter, you are a rock. Peter was Mr. Impulsive, Mr. Foot and Mouth. He was anything but a rock. God speaks it into existence. And he says, you do it the same way. He says, like I've made you a father of many nations. All right, act as I already have got it. The I in wait is the third key you do while you're waiting on God. It's this: imitate the habits that grow strong faith. I need to imitate the habits, particularly of people of strong faith. You can imitate people of strong faith and look at the habits that they do, find their skills, find their patterns, find their habits, and follow that. Imitate that to grow strong in your faith. In other words, use the time while you're waiting to develop personal maturity. Let me show you some verses. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith, daring faith, and patience, that's waiting, through faith and waiting, through faith and patience, who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. He says, that's the kind of people you ought to be imitating when you're in the waiting room. We don't want you to be lazy. Don't sit around passively doing nothing. He says, imitate those who through faith and patience have inherited what God has promised. Paul says it like this in Philippians 4, 9. Keep on putting into practice all that you learned from me and heard from me and saw me doing. That's called imitation. So when you're going through a period of waiting, you should look around and find a stronger Christian, a godly woman or a godly man, and see what they're doing and imitate their faith. The Bible talks about this multiple times. Talks about in Hebrews 13, verse 7, and other places. Imitate their faith. We all learn best by models. That's why, you know, during Daring Faith, I've been giving you testimonies. I mean, even today, I passed out another sheet that you can pick up on the way going out, and one of the pages is just a list of testimonies. Why? Because we grow in faith by reading the faith of others. You don't grow in faith by not hearing about other people's faith. But you do grow in faith when you read about other people's faith. And that's why every week we've been giving you testimonies, because the Bible says, imitate the faith of those who've grown strong in the faith. Keep on putting into practice. Now, I want you to write this down. This is very important. Don't get anything else, get this one. When you're in the waiting room of life, don't put my life on hold. Please write that down. Don't put my life on hold. While I'm waiting for my big break in Hollywood, while I'm waiting for my ship to come in, while I'm waiting for an answer to prayer, while I'm waiting for the girl or the man of my dreams to show up, don't put your life on hold. Waiting is not inactivity, it is not idleness, it is not laziness, it is not passivity, it is not apathy. Waiting is the time to develop habits and skills that you're going to use later on.
That's Pastor Rick Warren. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
What happens when you have faith? How do you get ready for a miracle? What do you do while you're waiting on God? Those are some of the questions Pastor Rick examines in the Daring Faith Complete audio series. This series will help you to develop a deeper faith so you can live a life of adventure and a life that is blessed by God. This is a series you will want to add to your audio library so that you can listen again and again. And it's also a great way to share God's truth with your friends. The Daring Faith Complete audio series comes as a 10-CD box set or as an MP3 download, and it's yours when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. There are only 2 days left to get yours, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Many of you know the story about my year of depression. 1980, we started the church. At the end of 1980, I stood up to speak and I passed out while I was preaching, fainted, flat out. And I went through 1981, I was depressed the whole year. And my goal was not, oh God, build a great church. It was, oh God, get me through Sunday. Can I put one foot in front of the others? I'd go and I'd preach a service and I'd go home and get in bed. In that entire year of darkness and depression, God taught me habits and skills that prepared me to handle enormous amounts of stress that I would have never had if I hadn't gone through that waiting period. And I learned in that year of down and discouragement and waiting to juggle more balls than you could possibly think of. And God was putting skills and habits in my life during the downtime. If you're going to lose, you want to lose in preseason, not at the Super Bowl. It's okay to have some early losses in life, because that's when you can learn. Don't put your life on hold. Instead, imitate the habits that grow strong faith. What are those habits? I'm glad you asked. Let me give you five. The Bible says there are five things you should keep on doing. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. And that means even in the wilderness, even in the waiting period, you need to keep on doing these things. Number one, keep on praying. When you're in the waiting room, keep on praying. Matthew 7:7 says, keep on asking and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. That's actually the correct Greek because it's a participle. It's a continuation. It's a continuing a verb that says keep on doing it. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Keep on knocking and you will get your answer. Keep on praying. Number two, keep on serving. Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. This sharpens your skill. You know, most of you guys know I train pastors. And I meet a lot of young pastors who they don't want to do the menial things in ministry. And they don't want to serve God in a small way. They only want to serve God in a big way. Well, you don't get to serve God in a big way unless you've served God in a small way first. If you're faithful in little things, then you'll be faithful in much. And they want to say, I've had guys tell me this, actually use this phrase. I want a significant ministry. And I said, here's what you do. Forget having a significant ministry, going to a significant ministry. Just make your ministry significant. Don't look for a significant ministry in life. Make your ministry significant. There are no great ways to serve God. There are only small ways to serve God done with a great heart. And that's true greatness. And so you serve God with a great heart and you make the ministry service successful. Why do I say keep on serving? Because that's another meaning of the word wait. Wait doesn't just mean expect something to happen that hasn't happened yet. Wait also means to serve. Have you ever had a waiter at your table? Why do they call that guy the waiter? You're the one who's waiting. You're waiting on the food, okay? You're waiting on him, not he's waiting on you. Well, it's two different meanings. When you say, I'm waiting for something to happen, that's what you're doing. But wait also means to serve. And that's why servers are called waiters. And ladies in waiting are women who serve the queen. Because the word wait doesn't just mean to expect, it also means to serve. And when you're in the waiting room of life, that's a good time to practice serving. To find a ministry and just get involved. Don't sit around doing nothing, waiting for your ship to come in. Get out there and just start serving. Number three, keep on praying, keep on serving. Number three, this is in the scripture, keep on going to small group. Keep on going to small group. Hebrews 10:25 says this, don't give up your habit, notice small group is a habit, don't give up your habit of meeting with other believers. Instead, keep on encouraging each other. Some of you got in a Daring Faith small group and you did it for all 6-7 weeks. And now you go, okay, well, that was good. Now I'm going to just drop out of group. That's dumb. Keep on going to small group. If you want to change groups, fine. You don't like the people you're in, I give you permission to change. Okay. Just say, oh, I need a different night. Fine. You know, I'll go start a new group, whatever like that. You know, it's like if you're in a group and you didn't really like it, it's like, well, it's like a doctor. You don't like your doctor, you say, I'm never going to go to another doctor. No, you just find another one. You go to a restaurant, you have a bad meal. I'm going to give up eating. That's stupid. No, you just go to another restaurant. If your group didn't meet your needs, congratulations. You learned some love to love people. Maybe it were difficult for you to love. Get in another group. But whatever you do, keep on going small group. Don't give up the habit. Keep on. Number four, keep on sowing. Ecclesiastes 11:6 says this, keep on sowing your seed. For you never know which ones will grow. Perhaps they all will. And then number five, keep on believing. Keep on believing. The Bible says you must keep on believing the things you have been taught. You know they are true. The point is stay active. The big point I'm trying to make is that waiting is not passivity. God cannot steer a parked car. I'm waiting, God. Well, turn on the ignition and just start driving. Where? Anywhere. God can direct a car that's moving. He cannot direct a car that's stalled. Get involved in a ministry. Get involved in service. Get involved in a small group. Do the things that you know you could be doing, developing skills and habits now to prepare so that when that baby arrives, you're not caught off guard. The delivery is a joy. Write down the lessons, act as though I already have it, imitate the habits that grow strong faith. And the T we learn from Scripture in the waiting rooms of life is to trust God instead of panicking. Trust God instead of panicking. Now, there's a couple facts that you can trust about God. One, God is never in a hurry. You can know that for sure. And number two, God is never late. You can know that for sure. God's timing is always perfect. Now, what happens in those times where it appears that God is late? In the times where it appears God is late, God is getting you ready for a miracle. I could give you so many examples of this in Scripture. For instance, Mary and Martha in the Bible had a brother named Lazarus. Lazarus was one of Jesus' best friends. Lazarus got deathly sick, and he lived in a city called Bethany. Bethany was just a few miles from where Jesus was, maybe 3-4 miles. It's just out of town, out of Jerusalem. And they sent word to Jesus. Jesus, can you come over to our house in Bethany? Your best friend, Lazarus, is sick. He's deathly ill. And it takes Jesus 3 days to go about 5 miles. What's going on here? When Jesus finally gets there, he could have easily got there in an hour or two. It takes him 3 days to go a few miles to see his best friend who's dying. And when he gets there, they say, too late, Jesus. He's already dead. We've wrapped him up and we've buried him in a tomb. You're too late. Sorry, you're a little late. You missed the timing on your best friend. Well, Jesus wasn't late because Jesus had already in his mind what he was going to do. His goal was not to heal Lazarus. His goal was to raise him from the dead. His goal was not to just make him well. His goal was to do a miracle of astronomical proportions. Sometimes God lets a situation get so bad, only a miracle will do. Don't give up your faith. Hold on, hang on, do the things I've just taught you how to do, because you're getting ready for a miracle. Jesus walks up the tomb, says, roll the stone away. They roll the stone away. And he says, Lazarus, come forth. Now, I'm glad he said Lazarus, because if he just said come forth, every dead person in Syringer is going to come out at that point. But he calls him by name, Lazarus, come forth. He comes out. And it's interesting, when he walks up to the tomb, he says, Father, they overheard him praying this. Father, I thank you that you've already heard me. Father, I thank you that you've already heard me. And I'm even saying this just for the people around me. He already knew what he's going to do. God already knows what he's going to do in your life next month, next year, and next decade. And his plan for you is good. And you need to trust him. And you need to relax. And when you're in the waiting room, you need to just say, okay, he's not early, he's not late, he's always on time. And I will trust God. And I will do these things. I'll write down the lessons and I'll act as though it's already happened. And I'm going to keep on doing the habits. I'll keep on sowing. And I'll keep on sharing. And I'll keep on serving. And I'll keep on believing. And I'll keep on going to small group. And I'll keep on praying. Because God's timing is perfect. He's not too late. I'll close with this. Many years ago in my backyard, I planted bamboo around our pool area. I'm kind of a student of bamboo. Some bamboos grow very, very slow, and some grow very fast, and some grow slow, 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 and then fast. Here's how you take how you grow a typical piece of bamboo. You cut a piece of bamboo off like this, and you cut it in half, and you stick it in the ground, and you water it for a year, and nothing happens. Nothing. And you water it for the second year, the bamboo, and nothing happens. And you water it for the third year, and nothing happens. And you water it for the fourth and the fifth year, and nothing happens. And you fertilize it. And on the sixth year, you water it, and nothing happens. And on the seventh year, it sprouts. But once it sprouts, it takes off. Some bamboo can grow 1 meter or 3 feet in 24 hours. Some bamboo can grow to 9 feet in about 4 days. It just, when it takes off, it takes off. I tell pastors, some of you are in bamboo churches. And you're in a little church and you've been watering it and watering it and watering it and watering it and watering it. And about year six, you say, I give up, this isn't gonna work. And you leave, and the seventh guy comes in on the seventh year and it sprouts and he gets all the credit. But you did all the cultivating. Your life is like bamboo. And you may have been thinking, I have been working on this and working on this and working on this. And I have been studying the Bible. I have been serving. I have been tithing. I have been believing. I have been planting seeds. You may be in year six. Don't give up. Because when that thing sprouts, it could grow 9 feet in about 3 days. And it just takes off. And you go, whoa, what just happened? God just did what he wanted to do. Last verse on the screen, Galatians 6:9. So let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, at the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing. But here's the condition. If we don't get discouraged and give up.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you'd like to live a life of extraordinary faith, then you're going to want to get your own copy of the Daring Faith Complete audio series. Here's Rick to tell you more.
What happens when you have faith? How do you get ready for a miracle in your life? How do you prepare yourself for God doing something you've never thought possible? What do you do while you're waiting on God? These are some of the questions that I answer in the Daring Faith audio series. Now, this series is a series that'll teach you how to develop a deeper faith. And that's so important because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. So I want you to get this Daring Faith audio series to show you how God wants to grow your faith. Now, this Daring Faith Complete audio series comes with 10 CDs. Did you hear that? 10 full CDs boxed in a set or as an MP3 download. In Ephesians 3:12, the Bible says, because of our faith in him, we dare to have boldness, courage, and confidence in coming to God with freedom and without fear. I want you to be able to come to God in prayer that way. Now, I believe that God will use this Daring Faith Complete audio series to lead you to a deeper faith where you trust him in all things. So don't wait. Get it now. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you a 10 CD box set of the Daring Faith Complete audio series as our way of saying thanks. And you can choose either audio CDs or high-quality downloadable MP3s. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.